Good morning, Jay. As we look at the Midwest Corn Belt, we're still looking at some rain, although the coverage of rain has decreased a little bit, and we're seeing that rain will hang on for another day and a half over portions of the Eastern Corn Belt, but in the form of scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms. So we're not going to see rapid drying in Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, and southern Michigan and southern Wisconsin here over the next couple of days. But we are also not going to see an addition of widespread heavy rainfall. There will be a couple pockets, a few downpours with some thunderstorms this afternoon and this evening, and a few more may linger in far southern and eastern areas of the Midwest tomorrow. Corn planting and emergence way behind schedule this season across Illinois and Indiana. That's in comparison to last year and also the average of the last 5 years. And as we look at our two-state area in specifics, it appears that most of the rain yesterday focused on southern parts of Illinois and Indiana. And then yesterday, the most rain fell in northern portions. And actually, central areas, the central third of the two states, while having gotten some rain over the last couple of days, has gotten the least amount of rain. So if nothing surprisingly pops up on a widespread basis today, I think central parts of Illinois and Indiana will have the quickest access back into the fields, again, with those few exceptions where downpours do occur. Question that we have is how much corn got planted before we got into this latest round of rain. And of course, any corn that's planted from here on out is considered late. And with each passing day, the statistics indicate that the yields go down. Now, of course, that's statistical, and every year is a little bit different. That's not to say you can't get a good crop with planting now or a week from now, but statistically the yields do go down because the putting up against the end of the growing season with the late planted corn here, and a lot of it will just depend on the weather between now through the rest of the growing season as to how much that corn can make up for the lost time getting into the ground late. But there will be some more delays in planting because of the rain. Hopefully a lot of the crops got in before this rain came around. Now, it does look like we will have mostly dry weather tomorrow and Friday, the exception tomorrow being over parts of southern Illinois, parts of Indiana and Ohio and Kentucky, where some lingering showers will occur. But there will be a bit cooler, drier air coming into the rest of the Midwest tomorrow. And during the day Friday, it looks pretty quiet as well. Next thing we're looking at that most models are hinting at is a cluster of thunderstorms may develop over Iowa Friday evening. And some of those thunderstorms and showers could push southeastward into Illinois as we go into late Friday night and Saturday. Now, we don't think that everybody's going to get rain from this, but that's a system that we do have to watch out for because that could then aggravate planting in some areas. And then after that, it looks like more rain will probably come early next week with a more significant cold front. So we're not seeing many days in a row of dry weather, but there will be some periods here where a few dry days will string together. So that will at least bring opportunities to many fields, but certainly not all. As we take a look at the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, it looks like some light rain over the northern parts of that belt over the last 24 to 48 hours, and that includes southern Nebraska, northeastern Colorado, and northern Kansas. And that could help the yields a little bit. Farther south, it looks like it's going to be mainly dry and turning hot, and that is something that we'll be seeing over the next few days. And it appears warmer weather will move into the northern Plains spring wheat belt after some cool days there. And it will get quite warm, in fact, maybe too warm across Montana and parts of the southern prairies of Canada. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.